including myself and a lot of people around us, we all signed up for this 5G box, but we weren't informed that the phone wouldn't be connected to the broadband as it was with the 4G. And a lot of people yesterday, when they installed their new boxes, were left without phones. And it's been a major issue because I have elderly people contacting me that are waiting in hospital appointments, and that is their number. They have no coverage on a mobile. And 4G never told them if they signed up to this, they wouldn't get a phone line.
So what's the solution here, Councillor Boyle? Obviously, you've tried to make contact with the provider.
I did. I spent 2.5 hours yesterday trying to get through to be told there were no supervisor on duty. So I contacted Conreg then yesterday. This morning, I have received a phone call from a supervisor who couldn't answer my questions. 18 months ago, we had a sales rep from Imagine come around, sell us slots on a mast. We all bought these slots on the mast to get the coverage and the broadband. I asked him what were they going to do about the phone line, and he turned around and told me that it's not their problem, that they're not going to sort it, that everybody should have known when they signed up they weren't getting the phone. And I asked him, from our own point of view, we have a business here, we weren't told, and he says that was their fault, but it won't happen again. But that's not good enough to the people now that have no phone lines. We went from here in my own house here, we went from about 60 megabytes per second down to 2 with this new box. I'm not complaining because it's myself. There's Brooklis, Dunkinelli, Bitsy Killybegs, Ardras, all involved in this. I would say there could be 200 or 300 slots and people affected by this. It's not just me, but it's not good enough for Imagine just to turn around and do this on a whim.
And what are the options going forward? Presumably people will try and switch providers now, but are they somewhat tied to a contract now, or what's the story?
Well, everybody's signed a contract there, a renewal, but there is a 2-week cooling off period. But the biggest problem was everybody has signed up Imagine a few years ago, left their phone provider and went to Imagine because the phone was through the internet. So now everybody has to try and get the phone line back into the house. I know a lot of people will say, who uses a phone line now? But this is a rural community. There's a lot of older people that do still use the landline. And, just if they had a month's notice to get a phone line put back in place, but to not know about it at all and to wake up yesterday morning and loved ones was ringing these people and the phone wasn't working and worried to see what was up, something happened to them. It's just not good enough from Imagine. So I'm calling on Imagine, and I called on their supervisor today to give me a report on this and why this was done and what they're going to do about it. But I wouldn't hold much hope of them from what I've heard this morning.